Hello and welcome everyone to Radical Feminine Leadership. We're here today for Module 1, and in Module 1 we're going to be connecting with Mary Magdalene. I'm Kathy Forrest, your host, and I've been running Celestial Forest Institute for about 20 years. I teach women and the men who love them. I teach healing classes, I teach personal development classes, a lot of ancient traditions updated for modern use, and that's what we're going to be doing today. I was telling Luna before we got started, it always feels to me around this time of year, and used to back in the day, this is firewalk season, so I'd be running firewalks and sweat lodges, and we can't do that anymore. And so we need a boost. We need something that's going to give us a little spark. So that's what this class is. That, and right now on this planet, we all need this kind of energy. So what we're going to be doing in this class is we're going to talk about, we're going to run it just like a ceremony. We'll open circle and we'll talk about how and why we do that. But I'm going to give us a platform to really connect. And if you never have before, or if this is your first time moving in a women's circle, or even if it's not, we're going to connect in a spiritual way to the divine feminine. And we're going to talk about the difference between the way, the feminine way versus what we might have grown up with in a patriarchal society. So this is going to be very experiential, and this isn't about worship. This is just about aligning with and learning from. So that's the way we're going to approach this. So before we open circle, which is what we will do, and we'll dance and move a little bit, and I'll explain all of that here in just a moment. But before we do that, I want us to just take a moment to, and you can place your hands on your heart, you can place them on your womb, you can place one on each, but I want you to just breathe, connect, drop your grounding cord down, just feel your energy body connect down into the earth. Just feel that go all the way down. And then breathe in and draw that earth energy up through your body. And imagine that energy stream flowing all the way out above you to the heart of the cosmos. Right now, the cosmic, what I think of as the cosmic mother, that great black hole that birthed our galaxy, is right over us. Right, we're just right at the center. So we can send our energy stream way, way up and connect with the core of creation, with our higher self. And today we want to specifically connect with the archetypal energy of Mary Magdalene. So just take a moment and let yourself do that, however feels comfortable to you. And just breathe. And then from that place, that connected place, I hope you have a journal. You will want a journal. I'll give you time to get one if you don't have one, or just something to write on. Because I want you to set an intention for this whole 6 weeks. Set an intention for this process. And we, you know, my overarching intention for all of you is that it will help you deeply expand your own divine feminine leadership powers, that it will broaden your experience and deepen your experience with the divine feminine in specific ways that are necessary for you, whatever you need. And then whatever else you want to intend for the next 6 weeks, this is a potent time. You know, a lot of times I just count backwards from the things that I have going on, but it always lands so sweet. And we're right here at this doorway of the summer solstice and the new moon, and we're in the middle of a eclipse window. So there's all kinds of really good juju happening out there. So whatever you want to create for yourself right now, it's ripe. Plant a seed. And just write that down. I'll get us a little music and give us time to journal with that. Looks like I'm going to scoot us along a bit because we have a lot to cover today. So you can continue to do that intention as we go, but we're going to dance. I want to anchor it in. And whenever, so if you're not familiar with how I open sacred space, we always call in the elements. We create a container around us, and we're going to talk a lot more about that container later on today. But we consider earth the physical realm, water the emotional realm, air the mental realm, and fire the action realm, and then spirit, soul, the spirit realm, that life-giving force that runs through all of us. And so when we call that in and then move our bodies and put an intention in there, it's like a sacred cauldron, and we start to activate that intention. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to activate the intentions that your body already knows are in there, whether you've gotten them all written down or not. So I invite all of you, you can make yourself so we can't see you. You can stop your video. And I want you to get up and move. We're going to, what did I just do? I didn't mean to do that. From current slide. There we are. All right. We'll do it again. Here we go. You guys will like this one.
I walk with the God.
Volume is really low.
Goddess, she walks with me.
I'm not really hearing that.
I walk with the goddess. The goddess, she walks with me. She is the clouds up in the clear.
Hello?
So that's got to be on your end, Marlene.
Okay.
My way. I walk with the goddess. The goddess, she walks with me. I walk with the goddess. The goddess, she walks with me. She is the oceans and the falling rain. She is the spark that lights my way. I walk with the goddess. The goddess, she walks with me. I walk with the goddess. The goddess, she walks with me. She walks with me.
She walks with me.
I ground.
She is the ground beneath my feet.
She is the ocean and the falling rain.
She is the spark.
She is the spark that lights my way.
I tell you, I
walk with the goddess.
Goddess, I know
she walks with me.
Were you able to hear that? If you're there, if the dog hasn't taken up your, because I did everything I knew to do to help you be able to hear it, Marlene.
I don't know what to do. Maybe I'll try something else. Call back in, okay? Because I could hear you at the start.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear the talk?
I can hear you barely, but maybe.
Yeah, get out and come back in and make sure the volume on your phone is turned up.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. So we're going to go ahead and keep going, and Marlene will jump in when she can jump in. So I want to talk a little bit about connecting with the divine feminine and how I view it. I grew up in a traditional Western home in the middle of the Midwestern United States, Missouri and Kansas. So I was raised with a mindset that, when you connect spiritually, it's about worshiping a deity. I mean, that's just what we were taught. But as I grew and as I started connecting with the divine feminine, what I got to see was that this is bigger than just hero worship or any kind of worship. This can be an alignment where the divine feminine energy, it's not like you're asking for a favor from something outside of you. You have divine feminine energy within you, and you can align your own feminine energy with archetypal energies that have attributes that you need at a certain period of time, and they can assist you. So whereas maybe you were only coloring with the 8-pack of crayons, suddenly you have the 16 or 32 pack of crayons, or even the 64. So the palette of your rainbow gets bigger, and the resources that you have access to get larger. And so as we move through this 6 weeks together, that's what if you haven't done that before, and many of you probably have, but if you haven't, I want you to begin to think of it like that. You're not going to something outside of you to get something because, you know, of whatever it is you do. You are aligning with the energy of a heroine that has a vibration that you want to learn from, okay? So that's how we're going to move through that. And so then the challenge will become the stories, the old stories that we were given versus the truer stories that are coming to the surface now. And I'm going to be giving you those. And then you're going to get to discern that for yourself. Because as you align with her, she teaches you. And she is alive and well within and without you. And she will move in you. And so I'm just going to you know, be the cheerleader on the sidelines and introduce these different feminine energies to you, and then let you swim in the soup and feel the support of them for the next 6 weeks. When you get done with this little spiritual bath, talk about refreshed. Refreshed, renewed, invigorated, restored, radiant. That's where we're going. So, our first up, Mary Magdalene. Now, here are just a few, because I've played with Maggie for years. She came through really loud for me back in 2005, and I was looking at what I was doing with sacred rhythms, and some of you are in sacred rhythms, and I was really pondering, should I keep going? Because, you know, the circles up to this point have been pretty small, but that's been the nature of it for everyone, I'm finding. You know, I've been doing these summits, so I'm finding that this has been the story up until now. So she came in really loud and said, this is why you do this. And yes, you have to continue. So she's going to, I can speak from experience, she's going to help you strengthen your inner truth. You're going to know without a shadow of a doubt what you're here to do, what you need to do, what your next step is. She is loud and proud, and she will do that. She is also the goddess, one of the goddesses of sacred union in creation. So she teaches you why that's so important. And that's not about, it can be, but it's not necessarily about a union outside of you with a partner. This is inner sacred union of the masculine and feminine. So Magdalene's all about that. She helps you awaken to the deeper truth of your own divine feminine power. So
it here again, I don't know, suddenly it just cut off completely. Am I the only one?
I'm going to assume, because I'm not hearing from Luna. So Luna, can you hear us?
I don't understand what's happening.
Yes, I can
hear. Something doesn't want me to hear this message.
Okay, well, it's going to be on the recording.
Okay, I'll try to come back in.
Okay, that's perfect.
Thank you.
So anyway, she's going to help you awaken to the deeper truth of your own divine feminine power. And what I was getting ready to say was that, you know, some of the truths that we're finding about Magdalene, there is much evidence in history that leads us to believe that she was the divine partner of Yeshua or Jesus as we know him today. And I would have to say that there's probably only one job that was harder than his, and it was hers. And so I want you to think about the level of power it would take for you to watch that, even if it was just a friend and someone you loved, let alone your divine sacred partner. That takes power. So she's got it. She's got the resources. So she knows how to support us when we need to access a deeper level of power than maybe we ever thought we'd need to access. And she's going to help you release a new level of your own feminine radiance. And so when I called this radical feminine, what did I call it? Radical feminine power. At any rate, when I named it for a reason, because I feel like we need this kind of energy on the planet right now. We need strong, powerful women that have deep roots and deep resources, because we're going to need to access our own. So let's talk about truth for a minute. The stories we were given as children about this particular person in history, most of them were false. Many of them were distorted, and they gave us a distorted image of the feminine. A lot of the stories were just plain made up, and it was done in an effort to squelch a movement. And, you know, history is always written by the winners. And so we didn't get to hear some of the truth. And we can see that evidenced in the lack of feminine leadership in our spiritual traditions today. How a lot of times if you hear the word priestess, there's a little scratch in the back of your psyche. For many people, I've had women, now it's not so bad now, but back in the early days, women would look at me in a circle and say, Kathy, I'm afraid to be here. Because they had been taught that to learn anything else was dangerous for them, spiritually, for their family, all of it. So that kind of fear around the divine feminine is what has been instilled in us. And we've been sold a story that for the most part just wasn't true about a lot of these people in history. And Mary Magdalene's was one of the biggest distortions. So rather than me try to tell you that story, I encourage you to inform yourself. And these are the best two resources. I know that actually there is one more. It's called I Remember Union by Flo Magdalena. These three can give you a better image, a better mental image of the relationship between Yeshua and Magdalene and who she really was. She went on, and history shows this. The church tried to block this out. The Cathar tradition was all but exterminated by the Catholic Church back in, I think it was, you know, around the early, like, 1100 AD. It has been continually been tried to be wiped out, and it was known as the original quote unquote way that was taught by Yeshua in the early days. And Magdalene went on to start that church on the coast of France. And there's, if you look around in France, there are Magdalene churches everywhere. And that tradition, which is the tradition of love, is really what was taught, not what we've been given. But the best way for you to do that is to just read. And the reason, now, I will tell you a little bit about the Magdalene manuscript is by Tom Kenyon and Judy Zion, his wife. It's in three parts. Tom channeled Magdalene herself, and he's an excellent channel, very clear channel. So it's beautiful. That's at the beginning. Then he is an expert on tantric practices, the spiritual aspects of all of those. So he gives an explanation of those practices and why they were important for this couple. And then Judy tells her story, which was one of the messages of Mary Magdalene, that women need to speak and they need to speak up. Now, The Expected One is written by Kathleen McGowan, and it is part of a trilogy. And she is an author that chose to write chose to use fiction because it is easier to tell the story from a fictional point of view and embed the history within it than to try to get something published and get it through all the hoops you have to jump through to have it be called factual and historical. There's yet another book that you can write down by Margaret Starbird called Woman with the Alabaster Jar. And if you want the historical documentation, that's where you go. And I love Margaret's personal story because she literally wrote that book to disprove all of the rumors. And she ended up checking herself in to a mental hospital when she proved just the opposite. She proved the truth with all the evidence. And it so rocked her world that she had to take a little time out to digest it. But that is how insidious the brainwashing has been. And for Magdalene to come to center stage at this moment in time is perfect timing, because now the truths are coming to the surface. Now the truths can be revealed. And so many beautiful stories. So let's talk about it just a little bit. Like I said, what you're going to find out there when you start to research is an entirely different version of the story. Now, all of them, most of them, well, a lot of them, they have a remnant of channeling that runs through them. And some of them, you know, are direct channels. Others, they're written like stories. So you do not want to approach this the way you've approached, you know, the way you were taught as a young person to learn, because we were taught to learn through the mind. We were taught to learn through the physical and through the mental realm. So we approach things analytically. And if the stories don't line up and if they don't say exactly the same thing, then something's wrong. No, it's not. What we're after here is Mary's message, Mary's vibration, her truth as it speaks to you. Now, what we do know about her is that she was a divine feminine leader. Way before her story with Yeshua, she was a high priestess in the goddess Isis temples. That is a big deal. And one of the attributes, and there's several different legends around this, so nobody knows for sure, but that sect was very focused on the egg of creation and creating that sacred container to create within. And there is a story, and I hope I get this story right, where she was at a feast with a high-ranking official, and this was after Yeshua had left the planet. And they were talking about, I believe they were talking about the resurrection. And the governor, whoever was at the head of the table, said, "I'll believe that when you can turn that egg red." And she did it. And so now, in a lot of circles, her circles are, the red egg is symbolic of Mary Magdalene. So now, I want to share with you the ways that she can and will show up for you. I remember the first experience I ever had, and lots of women tell me that this is how it happens, is they'll be in meditation, or you'll just, for me, I was just sitting in our healing room. We'd go down there and meditate and whatnot. And I was just sitting there one morning during our meditation time. And it was as if, and I can't remember which scene it was. I believe it was probably the foot washing. But one of the scenes in the Yeshua story was just in my head. And it was as if I was feeling her feelings. I was thinking her thoughts. It's as if I was there. And so a lot of women will take that to mean I was her. No, well, maybe, but more closer to the truth is this is how she communicates with women. She will drop those memories in. She'll drop those images in. Whatever it is you need at the moment, it drops in. I remember one time, it was in one of my first, my early sacred rhythm circles. And the class that day was on Mary Magdalene. And one of the women was sitting, when I came in, she was sitting with her arms crossed like this. And I didn't know what she had in her hand or anything. And she asked me something about Mary Magdalene. And I answered her question. And she says, well, I don't know why, but I was told this morning when I left the house, as I was leaving, I was supposed to give you this. And she pulled out a red crystal egg that still sits on my altar today. But she left it, and it was just as if Magdalene just dropped into the room and said, hi! So those are ways. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is that we're getting ready to call her in a big way. And you're going to have a whole, I mean, longer than a week, but this particular week out of this 6 weeks is dedicated to her. And so we want to make ourselves aware. We want to do things that are going to call her energy to us so that we can align with her feminine power and let her inform us, share with us, empower us, however that needs to look for us. So I want you to just have your feelers up and pay attention all week long. You might want to light a red candle or make a little altar. Do whatever you need to do to begin to put her in your awareness. The best way is to, I mean, you can, the expected one is on Audible. So that's an instant download. I don't think Tom's is up there, but reading a book is always a really good doorway in. And the expected one, I tell people, it's just like chocolate. Make sure you carve out time because you won't want to stop until you're finished. So those are just a few ways. Dancing, all the things that we're going to do today, you can ramp that up for yourself. So the other piece, one of the other pieces, there's many pieces, and we're going to talk about all of them. One of the many truths that we know about Mary Magdalene is that she and Yeshua were divine equal partners. She met him with her own skills and gifts. She was a healer in her own right. Like I said, she was a high priestess of the Temple of Isis with a job that she knew how to do, which was to run life force energy for herself and a partner and share it. And that's called the Hierios Gamos. She was a skilled adept. She knew how to do that. She was the mother of a bloodline. So this image here indicates that she was pregnant when Yeshua left the planet. And so she gave birth to children that left that bloodline here on the planet. She was a divine feminine teacher in her own right. Not only did she teach the feminine mysteries, but then later she taught the way. She started one of the first churches. She came from a wealthy family. She funded Yeshua's ministry. So the images of her as a harlot and as a woman possessed of demons and all of those things were just jumbled up stories. And what she was a woman of power that met him at his same level of power. So that is the Magdalene that I know. That's the Magdalene that came through and said, women in this particular time, she said, let me see if I get this right. The information necessary to shift the trajectory of this planet is housed in the wombs of the women of this age. And we have to clear our womb space to access it. And that was why I was supposed to keep going. So, my own inner truth around all of this was deeply strengthened. I mean, I was doing sacred rhythms for years before I ever found the priestess process and was able to do it. And once that happened, everything else kicked in. All of it changed. And the level of power shifted, and no longer did I question whether this was my path or not. It was. And what it established was a direct connection with the divine feminine and the divine masculine and the core forces of creation within me. And there, and like I said, she was a high priestess. There are those practices still work, and there was a reason that they were almost extinguished, because they still work. So one of the deepest things they do, and it's so funny because it's all deep inner work. It's not like there's some kind of outside thing that happens. No. But what it does is develop within women such a core of inner strength. It's like we no longer question ourselves. And when we no longer question ourselves, Katie, bar the door, get out the way. So what we want to do for you during this week is we want you to begin to strengthen your own inner truth. So I'm going to get us some music. I hope you have your journals. And I'm going to give us about 5 minutes if we need it. But I want you to ask yourself the following questions and just journal with it. What pure truth do I need to know at this time in my life? And what will strengthen my own inner truth? So let's get us some music and let's just journal with that for a minute. Thank you. Okay, second question is, what will strengthen your inner truth? Okay, we're going to keep going because there's more. There's even more. So remember, I told you we were going to talk a little bit about the elements. So there's a lot to this, and we're not going to talk about all of it now. But what I want to point out to you, and let me see, I don't know if this will show up since I have it set up the way I do. But down the center, in this particular, wherever you're seeing it on the screen, down the center of these circles, you'll see earth at the top, water at the bottom, spirit in the center. And that is the divine feminine axis, okay? This is a configuration in what is commonly known as a medicine wheel. This is the configuration of how the stars hit the planet. So it literally is how they're laid out. You know, if you would look at astrological chart, you would see that when, you know, when you watch the constellations move around the globe, Cancer is always in the south, which is a water sign. Capricorn is always in the north, which is an earth sign. Libra is in the west, which is an air sign. And Aries is in the east, which is a fire sign. So earth and water are the two feminine energies. So this is the feminine axis. And air and fire are the two masculine energies. And this is the masculine axis. So in the earth realm is all about structure and holding, and water is about feeling. So this is that feminine way of being and knowing. And until we have this feminine axis anchored in our lives, then the more that we try to just think, do, the more we're going to run our feminine energy into the ground. And what ends up happening a lot of times is we spend so much time on the masculine axis that we end up using the feminine energy as a battery to fund all of our doing and thinking. And that is not the way it's supposed to work. This has to be in balance. So, Mary Magdalene was one of the teachers of Sacred Union. She taught about joining the feminine and masculine to create new life. That's the process of alchemy. She taught about the as within, so without. So in the inner realm, if your inner masculine and your inner feminine are not balanced, then you're going to feel tired, you're going to feel worn out, you're not going to be in alignment. The Egyptians were really smart people, and a lot of these practices, you know, we think of them as just old ancient rituals, but they created psychological functions that happen inside the brain that I'm a psychologist. That's my background. That's why I'm like, is this really what I'm supposed to be doing? And yes, it is, because these practices literally turn things on that don't get turned on any other way. I remember 20 years ago, I would hear about women joining circles and doing a sacred marriage, an intermarriage, and I thought it was just hokey. Oh, no, nothing hokey about it. It literally, because here's what women do. What I did, what I see a lot of women do. We don't integrate our masculine. We let him drive the car just like we let him drive the car on the outside. And if we don't integrate our own inner masculine, then we're going to project that out and make our men or whoever's masculine around us run that energy and reflect all our own inner stuff back to us. Oh, that can get ugly. And it does. It gets ugly all around us. That's why all of our relationships seem to be in such disarray right now, because we haven't integrated our own inner masculine and inner feminine. And if we don't, none of our creations are going to work. You'll be sitting like I was sitting back in 2005. Am I really supposed to be doing this? Because this doesn't appear to be working for me. But the reason was because I hadn't done this work yet. So I'm going to give you the opportunity to do a little bit of it now. And I want you to just ask the questions. We're not going to do any rituals or anything like that, but I want you to be with these questions even this week. How is your inner feminine feeling? Do you have a connection with her? Can you distinguish the difference between your inner feminine and inner masculine? How's your inner masculine doing? And then how are they getting along together? Are they functioning? And the way to know is to just look at how your life's working. Are things working? If they're working, then they're probably dancing okay together. If they're not, then you might want to look at that a little bit. So look at those questions. Also look at this one. What will increase their ability to dance well together and bring forth your creations? So take a minute or two and just journal with these questions. How's the inner masculine? How's the inner feminine? How are they getting along? And then what would it take for them to get along better? That's a good way to put that next question. Oh, wow. It just stopped. Okay. I didn't do that, but it did it on its own. So it's probably time for us to keep going. But these are questions, and you're going to get the slides, and I'm going to keep the slides big so that you have them as a handout. You can go through these questions all week long, and I encourage you to do so and really dive deeply into your inner work. I mean, this is a really good time to do that with all of everything that's happening. Astrologically, it's just a time to deepen our inner knowing. So what we're going to do right now is that deep inner dive. And I want you to just take a moment. And I don't think I'm going to play music. I want you to just be able to hear me. Place your both of your hands on your womb space, on your second chakra, right there between your hips. And this matters not if this part of your body is working, if it's not working, if you have a physical one or if you don't. It matters not. You have an energetic womb. So I just want you to breathe there for a minute. And I want you to bring your focus, so all the thoughts, the random thoughts, let them go. Bring your focus here. Notice what happens when you drop your energy and your focus down towards that part of the body. This part of the body thinks. So I want you to begin to try to think with this part, feel with this part. Now I want you to ask specifically, you can do this internally, for your womb creation wisdom to begin to reveal itself. And this is a process that's going to happen throughout this week, throughout the 6 weeks, but we're going to initiate it now. So you can just imagine that, like little cells within your womb space beginning to wake up. These are just like little wisdom capsules. And they're all starting to percolate and bubble and sift to the surface. So now I want you to ask for a message. You can call forth Mary Magdalene if you wish, but I want you to ask for a message from your womb, from your divine feminine power. What does she need for you to know right now? And whatever that is, give yourself a moment and write it down. And we're going to move our body, but we're going to talk about something else first, and then we're going to dance to activate this. So it looks like Marlene's about finished. I want to speak into one more thing, and then we're going to dance, because I really want to activate what it is that's coming through for you and what's waking up inside of you. I want you to think of your divine feminine radiance, this connection to the divine feminine, as a light that is within you, but it's like it's on a dimmer switch, and you can turn it up by the actions, the behaviors, the choices that you make. So we're getting ready to dance, and our intention is to turn up the volume, to turn up the dimmer switch, to channel the forces of creation through you in a bigger way, to call forth the divine feminine within you in a bigger way, to strengthen your container. Even consider becoming a priestess, or, you know, moving up to a high priestess even. But I want you to just begin to turn the dial up, feel your body begin to align with the divine feminine, specifically with the power, the insight, the wisdom of the real Mary Magdalene, and really let this kind of wisdom begin to flow through your feminine body, to turn it up and turn it on, and really allow that feminine power to begin to generate more energy within you. I don't know if you were on the Womb Awakening talks, but in one of those presentations, I talk about how our womb has the ability to generate energy. We have our own energy battery pack, and many of us don't know how to activate it. It's like it's unplugged. We don't know how to turn it on. This is a way to turn it on. So we're going to get up. We're going to move our booties, and we're really going to move this time. Hang on here. Let's get some fast music. Oh. Well, this one will work. Here we go. Om Mata.
Kundalini, Jagadambe Mata. Shakti Kundalini Jagadam Mata. Hey Ma Durga, 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 Hey Ma Durga.
Okay, so now sit down and get a message. Just sit down and start writing and ask Mary Magdalene for a message. Anything that pops in, anything she wants you to know about connecting with her, about manifesting your intention, anything. So when you're complete, and take as much time as you need, when you're complete, I want to open it up and let you share anything you want to share, your biggest takeaway from today. So either one of you have anything, and if you don't, that's fine. But if you have something you want to share, question you want to ask, now's your moment. And if not, I'm just, okay, Miss Marlene, I figured you would.
Yeah. Well, I get a little teary because I'm you know, hearing the message that not to be afraid. Mm-hmm. Not to be afraid that, you know, I have a lot of feelings in my womb space that I just didn't even realize I felt before that I'm really feeling. Mm-hmm. And instead of being afraid, it's like calling me to, you know, more to like ground into it and just, you know, be bold and take the courage, you know, have the courage that I'm not alone.
Mm-hmm. And you're not.
I'm not alone. And that, but to remember to take some breaths and smile and stay outside as much as possible and keep bringing my hair to, you know, to outside.
Right. All those practices that we learned. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, this is going to be a different, it's so interesting. That was such a different vibe than what we're going to have during this time. I mean, this time is going to be nourishing and supportive. And that was almost like, hey, do this now. Now do this. So, but you are going to feel a lot more support. So I'm really glad you heard that message. And that was the message. I did an interview this morning. Sarah interviewed me so she could put it out on Facebook for the Birthing New Earth Summit. And when she asked me if I could give a message to everyone, what would it be from hearing all of the interviews? And that was what, and I got teary too, Marlene, because that was what came through. It's all going to be all right. Don't be afraid. It's all going to be all right. So we're tracking. And, you know, that's why I do these. That's specifically why I did this circle, was we just need the support. We need that. And you do, just FYI for both of you, there are many other women on this call that will probably pop in on some of the others. They're just going to do the recording this time. So just know that there's a circle out there that's going to build this vibration, this vortex of energy with you. And you're not alone, not in the least. Thanks for sharing, Marlene. Ms. Luna, you have anything you want to share with us from you or your puppy?
Sure. What I got was when I get anxious, you know, and think, oh my God, is that going to happen? Or how's it going to happen? She said, just think of me at the end year or end time with Jesus and when I had to go to France. And I thought, well, that was pretty, that's pretty tough life.
Wow, I know.
I couldn't handle anything.
It's a piece of cake. My point, exactly. Right. It's like her job was so much harder. How could you do that?
Yeah.
How could you do that? So yeah, she's got it. And she, you know, she's the reservoir of that power. And we can borrow from her. So thanks for sharing that. That's awesome.
Thank you.
All right, loves. I give great thanks to the elemental forces for holding space for us today. I give thanks to the Great Mother and specifically to Mary Magdalene for what she did then, what she continues to do now. And I close this circle in the light. All right, I will see you next week. Next week, we're going to study about Hathor. So all kinds of different goddesses to learn from and really dive in deep with Maggie this week and see she'll show up. She'll keep showing up. So keep listening. And I will see you all next time.
And Kathy, don't we have something Friday, the summit
starts? Yes, for those in Sacred Rhythms, Friday at noon is Sacred Rhythms, for sure. Absolutely. And I sent out the link to that, Marlene.
Thank you, yes.
Okay. All right, I'll see you then. You're so welcome. All righty. Bye-bye.